Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting, and I do mean exciting, show for you tonight. I have been preparing to play this show. I've got one song that I must have played 784 times, and it's by my guy, Charlie Wilson. But tonight is February 27th, and I want you to have a happy and safe Friday. And to everyone, and I do mean everyone, I want you to be careful out there. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. I mean, I'm all over the goddamn, I can't say a word. But anyway, this show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show, you can just go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and hit the donation button. Or make your support known, send me a little email, and I'll know you're there for me. If you want to reach me or just listen to the show, you don't have to go on the internet. You can dial 347-633-9376, or you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com, or Don.McClure@AOL.com, or Don.S.McClure@DSM Publications, where you'll find all my fascinating and wonderful books. Tonight, we have reached 40,850 listeners, and at the end of the show, I believe we'll be at 41,000. So starting the show off with a bang to all my friends, fans, supporters, family, relatives, ex-girlfriends, ex-fiancés, ex-everybody. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding before I get a bad email. And to my priest, I got to send a big, big shout out. Because he's always telling me, Don, you need to get to confession. And I go, I will one day. So let's get a few shouts out before we start my show. I mean, we got a lot of new people. I want to send a shout out, a special shout out, first of all, to the Kerr family in Chicago on 115th Street. They just lost their son, Michael Kerr, who was one of my best friends. We were even in a singing group together. I mean, we were close. And I'm sorry for his passing, and I'm going to the memorial service in the morning. So I'm going to be at that, but he was my best friend. I mean, a guy that I really admired. So I want to send that shout out to the Kerr family. Next, I want to send a shout out to Valerie in Las Vegas. She is a new listener. And she said, Don, I'm going to be tuned in to see about this great show. I want to send a shout out to my guy in Memphis, Lieutenant Higgins. He is a great guy. We argue and fight all the time on the phone, but that's my guy there. And he is playing my new CD, which is the soundtrack to my books. So if you don't have one, you need to get it for $5.99 on my website, I want to send a special shout out to Dominique Wilkins in Chicago, who is a top-notch author and friend. And I want to send a new listenership out to Magdalene, M-A-G-D-L-E-A-N. She is in Chesapeake, Virginia. Her last name is Ramsey. I wonder if she any kin to the Pharaohs, Ramses, like in Moses. Moses. I don't know why I like doing Moses' voice like that. I think Moses is going to come back one day and say, Don, that's not how I talk. And always to A in California, who has a heart of gold, and someone who's very, 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 very special. And to Darlene in Chicago, who is a new listener. And to Renessa Alexander in Memphis. I hope she's listening today. I just told her earlier her hairstyle looked great, and I'll get a chance to see her when I get there. Now, if I forgot anybody, and I do mean anybody, charge it to my head and not to my little heart, or charge it to my big heart and not to my little head. Oh, man, I'd like me some Don McClure. And our subject tonight is the Black History Awards Day celebration that started in 1998. It stopped being celebrated for some crazy reason. I stopped doing it. In 2009, it was called Black History Awards Day, a concept that was given birth by my admiration and respect by the people that I admired, a concept that was inspired by those who came before me and left an indelible mark upon my mind. The very idea started after reading a few quotes by Carter G. Woodson and others like him. We've got a great lineup for you tonight. So like I said, I'm ready to turn it up, turn it out, tune it in, jump around. It is one of the best shows I'm going to have. My guy Charlie Wilson is going to start the show off with Somebody Loves You. And I must have played this song so much, my computer said, Don, please stop playing that song. I know you like it, but I love me some Charlie Wilson. I mean, I really am crazy about Charlie Wilson. And I think he's 62 years old. Charlie bad. So let's get the show started. I'm going to send my kisses out. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I bought me some chapstick today, so I got some soft. Ooh, I got some beautiful lips, too. They're heart-shaped. But I'm going to play some Charlie Wilson. Somebody Loves You. I'm telling you, get up off your seat. Get in your car. Drive fast. Don't run into anything. But play some Charlie Wilson. You'll like this song here.
Girl, don't it feel good to know that somebody loves you, baby? Superhero woman, you're so unbelievable. The magic that I feel around you brings me to life every time. More than physical, the aura that I see around you, irresistible. Sexy love and models, you are finer than in Vogue. The magic that I feel around you brings me to life every time. Girl, don't it feel good? Woman, you're so unbelievable.
Charlie Wilson, man. I must have played that song a billion and one times. My producer is over there. And tonight, I got to send a shout out to my producer, Jay. Oh, man. Jay Spirit. JB Spirit at that. He forgot his darn name. That's too much of that red tea I've been drinking. Listen, I like that song by Charlie Wilson. He's our featured artist for tonight. And I'm telling you, you can't get no better than that. I had a conversation about Charlie Wilson with my best friend in Texas, and she had a chance to meet Charlie Wilson. And she was saying he is so personable and nice. And, you know, I like that Charlie keeps reinventing himself, and that man can jam. So if you haven't seen a Charlie Wilson concert, you are missing a real, real treat. And I heard a lot of people in Alabama went to see the Charlie Wilson concert. So I started to call him Charlie Pride last week. I don't know why. Acting crazy. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am on fire. The number is 347-633-9376. I got to send a shout-out to my girl Amaryllis Santiago on the East Coast, and I hope she's doing okay. I love her mom. Her mom said, Don, you kind of loco. Oh, man, and it's just a joy to be appreciated, and it's even a bigger joy to be admired for your work. I mean, it is really, really a good feeling. So I want to thank all my 40,000 fans, almost 41,000. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Just put that kiss on your cheek, on your forehead, and just keep dancing around. Listen, we're going to play a track by Alicia Keys and Beyonce. Now, Charlie just said, tell somebody you love them. So they said, if you want to tell them, then put it in a goddamn love song. And I like this track. And then we're going to get back to our subject matter tonight, the Black History Award celebration, created by the one and only Don S. McClure. Can you believe I had that much intelligence to start a national awards banquet and honoring all over the country, all the governors, 36 of them, even though there's a few more. 36 governors celebrated that day. It's February 28th. We're going to talk more about that in the show. I'm going to hit 347-633-9376 is the number you can dial. And my board is lit up with blue lights, which means there's an awful lot of crazy people out there listening to my show. But hey, I'm playing this. All you ladies, let me tell you something. If you want to tell me something, put it in a love song. I like that, man.
Girl, don't it feel good to know that somebody loves you bad?
Now, you know I'm messing up playing Charlie Wilson. Oh, it's the wrong one.
What up, eh? What we want them to say. Woo! Hey, I don't
You know what? My producer said, Don, you hit the wrong button. I said, oh, man. And I was ready for that song. Say you love me. Say you love me. Put it in a love song. Say you need me. Say you need me. Don is my mind. Anyway, that's my Beyonce. It's Put It In A Love Song. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am so hyped up. I've been running around the studio. The number's 347-633-9376. I want to send a special shout-out to Lolita in Illinois. I like that name, too. It sounds Spanish. Lolita. Lolita, however you say it. It's nice. Nice name. You can reach me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com. And you can go to my website at www.dsmpublications.net, where you can find all of my great and wonderful books. I'm telling you, tonight we are on fire. I don't think I could get any higher. If I did, I'd probably mess up the board even more. Anyway, we're talking about the Black History Award celebration. I came up with the idea in 1998, and I sent a letter to the governor, and I also sent a letter to Senator, U.S. Senator Fred Thompson, who you see on TV on Law and Order. And he wrote me back. He said, Don, I'm so impressed with what you said to me that I'm going to lobby with the governor and the rest of the state and make sure that we get behind this. Well, they did. Don Sundquist was the governor at that time. He signed the first proclamation along with the state of Arkansas and historical governor Kurt Fordyce in Mississippi. I wanted them to start respecting and honoring African Americans who either lived in their state and in America that achieved great things. So I came up with that idea after reading a few quotes by Carter G. Woodson and others like him. Charles Chestnut was one of the first people I started to study. He's considered to be the first African American published fictional writer, one of the best known and most widely read of early African-American writers. His name is Charles W. Chestnut. He published more than 50 short stories, 6 novels, 2 plays, a biography of Frederick Douglass, and countless essays, poems, letters, journals, and speeches. Now, you know, I always say I'm so amazed that we keep acting like we got the same 15 people that we could talk about. We should have did a movie about Charles W. Chestnut, who his maid, and I have a maid too, but his maid told him that he wasn't really honing in on the plight of people who didn't have as much money as he did. And he was talking to her, and she was like, you don't have an idea because you haven't had to live that life. So after she explained some things to her, he sat her down. They had a cup of tea back there in the day, and he changed his whole philosophy about even other things he was going to write. He said, if I have not done a lot of things letting people know that I'm Black and that Blacks have even done even more tremendous things, I'm going to change my way of thinking. So he did that. Though he had light skin and was of mixed race, Chestnut self-identified as a Black man, and his writing was often boldly political, openly addressing problems of racial identity and injustice in the late 19th century. Now, you're talking about a bad brother there. And if you don't know his name, go look him up, Charles W. Chestnut. And when I read his story, I was so impressed that I said, you know what? There's more people out there. We need to do this, which is why I came up with the idea to celebrate at the end of February, on February 28th, Black History Awards Day. I got a congressional record for it, worked with 36 governors, and got them to change a lot of things they wanted to do. We're going to keep talking about Black History tonight and Black History Awards Day. I am such on a high to know that I could take an idea and turn it into reality and actually get the respect of others to say, you know, he's right. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Tonight we are on fire. The number is 347-633-9376. And I see some new callers tuning in at 773-359-4991. That's a new number just popped up on my screen. I get to see all the phone numbers in the world that just come across my screen. We got 40,000 crazy people out there listening to my show. We're going to play a slow track for a minute. We're going to go back in the day when they were singing songs and crooning. And I tell everybody, I used to be a singer. And yes, I sang this song at a karaoke bar. I got up there, man, me and my two guys, Johnny, in Memphis. And I sound just like these guys. So you're going to get a chance to hear me sing tonight. It's by the Tams, and it's called So In Love. And I just love those love songs. Mwah, 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 mwah. I just love to kiss. I bought some chapstick today, too. Ooh, I got some soft lips. My producer just hollered over and died. Play the song.
We find ourselves in a world of our own.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone, so in love are we two that we don't know what to do, so in love,
so in love.
In the world our own,
so
as we stroll by the sea together, under stars.
This is the honest to God truth. When we were growing up, we used to walk girls home from school. And so we had these three-story buildings. And I saw this one girl I really, 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 really liked in school. So we walked her home, and she went up in her apartment. And she was looking out the window, and I was singing that song. So in love. And her father threw a bucket of water on me. He said, get away from my window. Oh, Lord. That hurt my feelings. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And that song brought back memories. And I had to walk home wet. I told my producer, he said, with that sounded like a cat, I would have threw some water on you, too. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We are talking about That Was the Times, T-Y-M-E-S, So In Love. Oh, and I love that song. That song brought back so many halfway good memories. I didn't like that water being thrown on me. We've been talking about Black history. We just finished telling you about Charles W. Chestnut. And I want you to look him up. He is considered the first Black fictional writer, published fictional writer back in the day. And so as I kept looking for all these Black icons, because I couldn't believe that Black people and white people were saying we only had a few, I found a man that I admired a lot, and there is a library in New York named after him that's in Manhattan. I think it's downtown Manhattan, and it's a great library. His name is Arturo, A-R-T-U-R-O, Alfonso Schomburg. Schomburg. He was born January 24th, 1874, and he died June 8th, 1938. And the amazing part about June 8th, that's when my youngest son was born. And he's a great young son, but he wasn't born in 1938 or 36. He was born actually in 1996. But Arturo was a Puerto Rican historian, writer, and activist in the United States who researched and raised awareness of the great contributions that Afro-Latin Americans and Afro-Americans had made to society. The story is that he was in a class and his teacher was discussing that African Americans hadn't done anything. And at that time, they were called blacks or Negroes or whatever. And he said, no, you're wrong. They've done a lot of great things. And he started on a research, on a quest to find all the great things and put books together and stories about African Americans and Afro-Latinos. His work was so important. He was considered an important intellectual figure in the Harlem Renaissance. An Afro-Latino who also claimed himself to be black. His work took on a journey to create something special. And as he kept producing more and more, people really recognized that Latino people and African-American people are well connected. So again, I want you to look up that second name, Alfonso Schomburg, born January 24th, 1874. And that is amazing. So these are the kind of things that I want us to start telling the young people out here. Because in that way, they strive to do things. If these people could make it back in the day, there's no reason that they can't make it today with the way things are. We have to take a look at things and really start reaching out, which is why I created Black History Awards Day. It started from a project called the 28 Days of February. It got its existence in Memphis, Tennessee in 1998, reaching 36 states through proclamations signed by 36 governors in the U.S., and the governor of Puerto Rico was looking at this process that I did and thinking about putting Black History Awards Day in Puerto Rico up under Governor Sylvia Calderon. Now, that's something that when you can come up with an idea based on your admiration for other people, and you decide, you know what, if they could do it, I can do it. And I tell people all the time, if you got an idea and you really believe in it, you just stick with it. And if you stick with it long enough and keep talking about it, you're going to get some rejections. But just think, in the United States Congress, there is a congressional record with my name on it that says I created Black History Awards Day and the 28 Days of February Project. And it also exists as a diversity project because I was showing people on the screen and in books, people like Charles Chestnut, Arthur Schomburg, Charles Chestnut, Maggie Walker. It was such a delight. I mean, I was so on fire in the libraries while I was learning about all these influential Black people who contributed so much to the growth of this nation, the growth of their state, and just the growth of the community. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. Tonight, I am on fire. The number is 347-633-9376. And I want to thank all of my listeners out there. I love you. I couldn't do anything without you. There's a track by my boy Charlie Wilson called Birthday Dress, where Charlie's telling her, put that sexy dress on, not that bag. Show your hips, put on that lipstick. It's your birthday, and I want you to get out there and enjoy yourself. Well, actually, whosever birthday it is today, hey, put on that birthday dress and play the Charlie Wilson song. But if you had a birthday just passed, play it anyway. I like Charlie Wilson. Tonight, he's our featured artist, Charlie Wilson. We're going to talk more about him after this track. And I am just on fire. I'm drinking me some red tea. And yes, it's got a little wine in there. Not much, but a smidget. And it's by Teasdale. And I'm telling you, I'm still thinking about that man throwing that bucket of water off, you know. I sure didn't like that. Let me play this track by Charlie Wilson.
Go on, baby, dance.
Sally Wilson. And I like the way he starts that, ha, 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 ha. I like when we start songs like, woo. That just means we're happy. Charlie Wilson is 62 years old. His name is Charles Kent. Charlie Wilson, born January 29th, 1953. He's our Black History icon for today, also known as Uncle Charlie. He is an American R&B singer, songwriter, producer, and the former lead vocalist for the Gap Band. I like Charlie. As a solo artist, he has been nominated for 9 Grammy Awards and 3 NAACP Image Awards. He received a 2009 Soul Train Icon Award and was a recipient of a BMI Icon Award in 2005. And I'm a member of BMI. I mean, all the great songwriters were all members of BMI and ASCAP. In 2009, he was named Billboard Magazine's number one adult R&B artist, and his song, There Goes My Baby, was named the number one urban adult song for 2009. Now, this man is born in 1953, and he still cuts up. I mean, when you go to a Charlie Wilson concert, you're going to something. On June the 30th, 2013, now everybody knows June 30th is my birthday, Don S. McClure. I was born on June 30th. But on June 30th, 2013, BET honored Wilson with a Lifetime Achievement Award that was presented to him by Justin Timberlake. The BET tribute performances included renditions of Wilson's songs, performed by India Arie, There Goes My Baby, Jamie Foxx, Yearning for Your Love, and Stevie Wonder, Burn Rubber. But it was not until Wilson himself took the stage at the request of Timberlake to perform his Grammy-nominated song, You Are, and then transitioned into a medley of his hit songs performing alongside Timberlake and super, super duper guests on that show, Snoop Dogg and Pharrell Williams. That Charlie Wilson stole the show during the youth-orientated program. The Young Charlie Wilson tribute helped BET achieve, check this out now, Charlie Wilson's tribute helped BET achieve the highest ratings in years for the program. It also earned the network the number one primetime spot in the 18 to 49 demographic, topping all its Billboard and cable competition for the night in both demographics and total viewers. There were more viewers watching Charlie Wilson and women screaming, oh, Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. And their husband was saying, you better get away from that TV. Charlie Wilson is the national spokesperson for the Prostate Cancer Foundation, where there is a Creativity Award. The Creativity Award in his name, which donates hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to researchers across the country for the development of creative science that conforms to PCF funding principles, but is short-term and designed to allow development of otherwise unfunded ideas. Now, can you ask for anybody better than Charlie Wilson? I mean, this man not only sings, he gives back, he does 50,000 other things. I mean, we have to really be proud. So he's our Black History icon, also on our show. I mean, you got to look up Charlie. If you don't know Charlie, who I don't know Uncle Charlie, I don't know anybody that doesn't know Uncle Charlie. You got to really get into that. Charlie Wilson is just bad. We got a track by Charlie Wilson we're going to play. And I mean, Charlie Wilson is with Boys to Men singing their great song. And they love, I saw the video to this, played it before on my show, but it deserves to be played again. Charlie Wilson, bad, super bad. I mean, you can't get any better than Charlie Wilson. And I'm going to sing this song tonight. I'm going to go into the studio and see if I can call up Charlie and see if I can sing with them while they sing this song. My producer said, Doc, quit telling that story. I see him over there flagging his head like, quit telling that story. This is Charlie Wilson, the Boys to Men. I like that. Hey, I called them on the phone and asked them if I could sing in the studio with them, and they said, heck to the dog. I can't believe they hurt my feelings like that. I could actually sing. I have you to know. I'm enjoying the Dr. McClure Show and our salute to the Black History Awards Day celebration that I started in 1998. And our Black History icon for tonight is none other than Charlie Wilson. And our Black History Notes are covering Charles Chestnut, Arthur Schomburg, and none other than Carter G. Woodson. I mean, we got some great people that we need to inform young people about. And I always tell people, learn some quotes from some of these great people. It's ridiculous not to know quotes by some of your own great people. Maggie Walker once said, "Eternal vigilance is the price of success." And she was a woman who started a bank in 1904, the first black woman, the first woman to open up a bank and be successful at it. So you got a lot to be proud of, more than slavery. We're going to take a quick PSA break, and when we come back, you're going to hear some more singing from me, Don S. McClure, and somebody's going to be singing on the album. I don't care what they say. But we'll be right back, and you can dial 347-633-9376 if you want to listen to the show on your phone while you're driving.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone, story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Oh, and that was, I like that, because all dads don't know how to always be a dad. And I remember when I had to babysit my youngest son, and his mother brought him by, and she was always real protective, and it was the first time that I got a chance to keep him in my apartment. So I'm sitting there thinking, hey, well, maybe I'll change my son's diaper. And so, never changing a diaper before, he had these little, what do you call them, warm-ups or whatever they was, a little tab on the side. So I pulled open one of the tabs, and he started screaming. I said, "Oh my God, I'd have killed my son." So I ran next door and got the lady that lived next door to me. I said, "I did something to my son. He's screaming over there." So when she came back over there, I removed the other tab, and he peed on me. I couldn't believe that. And then he started screaming. And she said, "Well, Don, you scared him because you've never changed him before." And I said, "I can't believe that. I thought I was an automatic dad." And I can't believe that little sucker went to the bathroom on me. That just goes to show you men, we don't know nothing about kids. So anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And every time I play a song or a PSA, I think about something that happened in my life. Man, that was weird. And I love my son. He's my younger son. He's great. Anyway, listen, we got a track we're going to play by none other than the highest paid comedian in the history of Hollywood. He's got a new track out called Ja Ja, Oh Ja Ja. It's by Eddie Murphy. And when we come back, we got more about black icon Charlie Wilson and the other people we told you to write their names down. But this is Ja Ja, Oh Ja Ja. I like that too. It's kind of a Jamaican beat by Eddie Murphy.
You know?
And I'm telling you, man, I'm going to play the Jamaican music. I think I'm a Jamaican, man. Hey, actually, there's a place that I eat at in Indiana.
Or is it Chicago?
And they serve Jamaican food, jerk chicken. And when I first got the jerk chicken, I went in there and I asked the guy, hey, can I have some chicken? He said, do you want some jerk? I said, hey, I'm not a jerk. I just want some chicken. And when I told that joke to my producer, he said, nah, that joke sucks. I thought that was pretty funny. Jerk chicken. Okay. I don't care if you don't like it. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only. I started to say forget it. Anyway, I'm enjoying my show tonight. I'm enjoying my fans. My priest just sent me an email talking about, you need to jerk yourself on into church. Oh, man. I am having a ball tonight. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, broadcasting live on the World Wide Web. Do you know I'm on the largest blog talk radio network in the world? Man, that's a heck of a lot of people listening to me. So anyway, we're going to stay a little bit with this Jamaican thing. I like that, oh, ja, ja, oh, ja, ja. Anyway, there's a track by my boy, Charlie Wilson. And he's got a track that I really like. And it's kind of got a Jamaican sound to it. It's called Unforgettable. I hope that's the right track. I don't know, man. Sometimes I be messing up. But listen to this Jamaican night on Black History Night with Charlie Wilson.
Sailing on the tropical sea, enjoying the trees and the breeze. Uncle Charlie.
Sugar!
Unforgettable, you got the light. Yeah. Give it to you when you give me right back. Unforgettable, you got me like that. You got me like that. I know you like that.
I could stare at you forever. I don't want to miss a thing. In your arms I will surrender. You're my one and everything. In the air, this beautiful night. Caviar kisses, champagne on ice. Let down your hair, don't cover the lies. Oh, baby, it's clear to see that you are perfectly unforgettable.
unforgettable. Oh, oh, oh. And you know what? I am unforgettable. I think my dad used to say, yeah, I wish I had forgot him. No, my father didn't say that. My daddy also loved me very much. He said, Don, you are unforgettable. Oh, man. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show. I see Alabama just tuned in to the show. I get to see all the phone numbers that just pop across my screen. So I'm going to send a shout out to the Alabamians. Thank you for supporting my show. And thank you for buying my CDs, because I got a nice music track CD. I have to take a quick PSA. And when I come back, we've got 29 more minutes into the show, and we've got some great music, and we are talking about Charles W. Chestnut, the first African-American published fictional writer who was just one of the best in the world back in the day. This man published more than 50 short stories, 6 novels, 2 plays, and a biography of Frederick Douglass. So if you don't know his name, you need to look it up, because back there then, they were saying we couldn't write. So again, I don't know where we got all this nonsense from. I do know where we got it from, but we need to throw that out the window. I'm going to take this quick PSA, and when I come back, we're going to talk about more of Black History Awards Day, Charlie Wilson, and just, I am so proud to be Black. I mean, I'm born into a great race. Not that all the other races aren't good, too. But man, it feels good to be a young Black man. And I did say young to my baby sister. I want her to know that. I got to tell you about a test we took. But let me play this quick PSA. And when I come back, quit fooling around. And let's talk some more about Black history.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And I want you to get those lumens, because I want you to get out of the dark. And I remember when they cut my lights off, my lumens were still lit. Oh, man. I'm looking at my producer. He said, Don, you're corny. You tell some corny jokes. Let me play this quick PSA for women. I want you to take care of your heart, because I want you to be around forever. I just love my audience, and I want you to take care of yourself.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack. I'm healthy, I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart, no way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate. Listen to your body, go get checked. Heart disease is the number one killer in women, and this is something that we can fight.
Visit goredforwomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que pensé eran de mis hijos, que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Go Red por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
Oh, and we're back, and I'm telling you, I want you to take care of your heart. I want you to live as long as I'm going to be around, and that's going to be at least 8,000 years. I'll probably come back and see the dinosaurs and stuff, because I'm not going nowhere, and I do know how to pronounce it, but guess what? I'm going to say it like they say in Rosewood, I'm not going nowhere. Not why, but nowhere. Oh, man, that was corny. Let me play this old track by Barbara Lewis, Make Me Your Baby. So I want you to make me your baby and just enjoy my show for tonight. We are on fire with Black History. It is the day before the last day of the month, and I created an awards banquet that lasted over 10 years. Started in 1998, ended in 2009, and it was called the Black History Day Celebration, and it was celebrated in 36 states by proclamation by 36 governors, and it even earned me a congressional record. Can you believe Congress put my crazy self in the congressional record? And they used my theory in the University of Tokyo to talk about diversity. So I don't always act crazy. But in the meantime, in between time, let me play Barbara Lewis, Back in the Day, Make Me Your Baby. Woo! That song just drives me crazy. When that song, I guess when it came out, I'm not sure. These little girls used to come by my house and sing all on my porch, "Don, make me your baby." And my mother said, "If you don't get away from my door." So they go away. That little boy is not worth all that. Man. Oh, man. Can you see them outside singing that little song with their little girlfriends? "Make me your baby. Oh, Don." I tell you, my mother said, "Don, why you got to put your name in every song?" Man, my mother had a broomstick. She chased the little girls down the street. Oh, man. We're going to talk about some history tonight. There is a new person on the block named Weekend. And I'm not kidding you. That's his name. W-E-E-K-N-D. He's a brother. And he did the soundtrack to one of the books that's tearing up the world. And I don't know why. It's called 50 Shades of Grey. It's a movie. And he sang. Actually, he can sing. But his name is Weekend, and he did the soundtrack in 50 Shades of Grey. So I got to play that for you tonight. For all the women that's reading that book, 50 Shades of Grey, by a gentleman, and look it up, named Weekend, W-E-E-K-N-D. I never heard of him before, but he's popular now.
Like it's magic. I see nobody, nobody but you, you, you. I'm never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being you. So I love when you're all unexpected. Cause I hate. We live in our lives. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night.
By a guy named Weekend, and it's the soundtrack to 50 Shades of Grey. And my producer was asking me, had I seen the movie? I said, no, I haven't seen it yet, but I know there's a lot of people reading the book. But just imagine, this young man, Weekend, probably going to write his own ticket, because if the movie does well, soundtrack goes well. So I guess that's why he calls himself Weekend, W-E-E-K-N-D. The track is called Earned It and is from 50 Shades of Grey. I kid you not. I'm enjoying the Donis McClure Show. It is 8:15. The number to reach me is 347-633-9376. And for those of you who are just tuning in, we are talking about the Black History Awards Day celebration. Started by me in 1998, ended in 2009. It was called the Black History Awards Day celebration. It was a concept given birth by my admiration and respect for those that came before me. A concept that was inspired by those who came and left an indelible mark upon my mind. The very idea, after reading a few quotes by Carter G. Woodson and others like him, it really impressed me. And I felt like we were ending February and had been ending February, the month that we celebrate Black History, with no official ending. So I started off writing to my first governor, the association at the NGAs, and the first governor to sign on was Don Sundquist, the governor of Tennessee. He was advised by Fred Thompson, Senator U.S. Fred Thompson, that you see in the movies on Law and Order. And I knew that if I presented it right, young Congressman Harold Ford Jr. also gave me a proclamation. He's from Tennessee. His father was a big-time congressman, Harold Ford Sr. I mean, Memphis, Tennessee did a lot for my career, but my eyes were really open to a lot of things that we did not know about Black history. I mean, there were so many things that we needed to look at, and I'm still telling you, teach your young children the real history of African Americans, like guys like Charles Chestnut and our Latin counterparts, Arthur Schomburg, S-C-H-O-M-B-U-R-G, born January 24th, 1874, died June 8th, 1936. Looks like 36 or 38. I need my glasses on. But the thing is, if you could hang pictures of everybody else in your house, Martin Luther King, President Barack Obama, then you should have a wealth of information for your young people to learn, especially those parents out there that have new young kids. Don't let them go through life without knowing a lot about the success of African Americans, like the woman in Milwaukee that I had a chance to interview, Valerie Daniels Carter, that owned 137 Burger King, more than anybody else in the United States. So the more you know, the more you grow. And I need for everybody to pick up something about somebody in the African-American culture or African culture. You know, I was amazed when I heard a quote by Julius Nyerere. It was in a book called The OAU. And he said, "The war against ignorance, poverty, and disease is our own war, and it can only be won by our own sweat and toil." So when I would give lectures to corporate America, I would use that quote, because he was saying that we could straighten things out, but it was up to us to straighten it out, nobody else. So if you're in a good relationship or a bad relationship, or you're with a guy, make sure that you talk to your children about where he's going in life, or your friends, or your girlfriends, or your cousins, or whatever. But try to be the most positive, impactive person that you can have in your life. I mean, I'm talking about these people born in 1874. Both my parents were born in 1911. They both died the same year, and they were great parents. I mean, I had a really great father that was full of a lot of wisdom. I had a great mom that was full of encouragement. Do you know my mom drove over 150 blocks to take a dead fish out of my freezer because I was scared? That's a true story. My father said I could have killed me. He said he could have killed me. I called home and said, "Ma, could you come get this fish out the freezer?" And the freezer wasn't even on. And she said, "Don, take it out." I said, "Nope. You got to come get it." And my mommy drove over 150 blocks to come take a dead fish bone. It wasn't even a dead fish. Oh, man. So you know what? I have to become something because I had great parents. I really got to pay them back. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and I am enjoying my show, and my board is lit up with blue lights. I want to thank Alabama, Chicago, Indiana, California, New York, Detroit. I mean, they're tuning in from everywhere. Let me play this quick PSA, and when we come back, we're talking more about Black history. We're going to play another track by Weeknd, and I'm telling you, I am on fire tonight. But I want you to think about, you come from a very proud culture. And we got to let people know that all the time. We can never let people think that it was just slavery. So when I come back, we're going to talk more. And I can see my mother now with that broom chasing them little girls. Like, get away from my door. I'm sick of you.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Finding quality child care is important. Do you know the questions to ask?
Are children supervised at all times?
Does the staff know first aid and CPR?
Be child care aware. Just call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org.
How many children are being cared for?
Does this child care program have an emergency plan?
Finding the right child care could be one of the biggest decisions any parent will ever make. Let us help. Valuable information for parents as well as child care providers is available online and on the phone, and it's all free.
Have all the child care providers gone through a background check?
Have they had proper child care training?
The questions you need answered. The answers you've been looking for. Call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org. Be Child Care Aware.
Woo! Man, you got to be Child Care Aware. And for you young parents, make sure you check things out. Don't just leave your kids with anybody. Quit asking the grandmas to watch your kids. It's not their responsibility. It's yours. And you got to learn how to do right. Take care of your own darn kids. Oh, man. I know somebody going to get me for that one.
What you mean my grandma can't watch my kids?
Get yourself together.
Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show.
And if you don't do nothing else, please pick up a book by a Black author, especially mine, and share it with your family. They may not know the name, but if you know the name, share it with your mother, your father, your cousin, your niece, even your grandkids or your children. Let them know that we're out there doing some great things. I'm going to play this track by a guy named Weeknd, W-E-E-K-N-D. It's called Tears in the Rain, and the time is 8:24. You're on the Don F. McClure Show, the one and only. The only person that challenges me all the time is Moses, and I'm tired of him writing on my car.
Thank you.
up dying by yourself. And when it's said and done, you were better off. You deserve real love, and I deserve to be by myself. Could have gone too far, and I started too young to give up. And even if I changed, it would be too late. I exposed my brain. Now every girl I see, I feel the shame.
That track, and that's by this boy named Weekend. And you know, we're talking about Black history, right? There's a young lady in Atlanta named Arlene Mack. We became friends in 2006, and when I needed the support in Atlanta to get the governor of Georgia to support the 28 Days of February project, Arlene was my go-to person. And she was instrumental in helping me put Black History Awards Day in the state of Georgia. So again, Arlene Mack, I can't thank you enough. There's a shout out for you on my show. It is 8:28. We got to get ready to get out of here. I've played a lot of great tracks. We're going to end the track with Charlie Wilson. But I'm telling you people, look up something about Black history every day. Not just doing Black History Month, but find some names you never heard of, like the Black Queens of England, or Bass Reeves, Black Deputy U.S. Marshal. It is 8:29. I got to get out of here. I want everybody to have a great weekend. I'm going to go shake my tutu off, drink me some wine, and I'm going to end the show with my main man, Charlie Wilson. So I want to say mwah, mwah, mwah to all my listener fans. I love you. You're not crazy. You're just the best fans in the world. And thanks for making me the number one lifestyle show on Blog Talk Radio. Have a good weekend, baby.
Girl, don't it feel good to know that somebody loves you, baby? Girl, don't it feel good to know that somebody loves you, baby?
Hey, Miss Beautiful, don't know what I'd do without you, my incredible superhero woman. That I feel around you brings me to life every time. More than physical, the aura that I see around you, irresistible. Sexy loving models, you are finer than in Vogue. The magic that I feel around you brings me to life every time.
Girl, don't it feel good to know that somebody loves you, baby? What I do without you, my incredible.
Nah.